Yo, what's going on, podcast fam? It's been a while, and I say that every time. It's been a while, but it has been a while. My apologies. Life has been freaking crazy right now for me. Not even just outside the holidays, life has been crazy. And I talked about this the past couple podcasts, but my wife and I will be moving to Germany as of January 20th. In less than 1 month, I will be living in another country. And I've barely been out of the country once in my life. I've never lived outside of California. So from my job is sending me to Germany, to a three-year job. I'll be the youth sports manager for an Air Force base in Germany. I'm super excited about the opportunity to go. Because, you know, the government's paying for the move. They're paying for the flight. They're paying for everything, essentially. I'm super excited for that and just being able to live in another country, be able to experience the culture. The biggest things we've been really worrying about is just how we're going to get our cat over there, because there's so much like red tape that we have to go through just to get our cat over there. And it's not so much on the German side either. There's just so many like vet visits, vaccinations, like it's a lot. I just want to give you kind of a life update, things I've been thinking about, and especially going into the new year and kind of reflecting a little bit on 2018. Because for me, it's like there's been so many ups and downs and so much uncertainty in 2018, especially over the last 6 months. It was kind of up in the air where my next job was going to be. I was part of a two-year internship. To, you know, learn how to run a fitness center. And then they were trying to keep me in Los Angeles and it didn't work out. So then it's kind of like, okay, we don't know where you're going to be. Okay. And that puts a lot of stress on my wife and I, you know, we don't know where we're going to live. And then we get a phone call saying, hey, how do you feel about moving to Germany? Wait, what? Like, you know, so on that end, it's just been crazy, especially because, like I said earlier, we've never lived outside the country. I haven't even lived outside California, let alone been outside the country. So there's been a lot of uncertainty personally in my life. There's been a lot of ups and downs in regards to just support, personally support around my family towards the streaming and being able to make content and being a content creator, which has been very difficult to deal with. And I'm not here to just be Debbie Downer. I'm just here to be real and share my life. If that's not what you're in for, totally understand. But that's what I'm going to do with this podcast, is share my journey as a content creator, share my journey now as someone who's about to live in another, in a foreign land, you know? So there's been a lot of uncertainty on that front. And just, I'd like to kind of reflect a little bit on, you know, how the channel has been doing and how, and a lot of like major themes or things I've learned. I think for me, I've been really working on trying not to look at where my channel is and be disappointed. At the beginning of the year, I was in the double digits and now I'm in triple digits. And for me, that's awesome. Like, that's more than I could ever imagine. That's more people that have come through the channel that I ever thought would ever come through, you know? So I'm very grateful. And this has been a year where I started this podcast. This year, I've started, you know, focusing a lot more on Instagram. YouTube has not really been a focus of mine. I maybe that changes in 2019. There's just so much uncertainty the past 6 months. And again, it's going to be more uncertain going forward. Adjusting to living in a new time zone in another country, starting a new job. So all these things in my personal life are just kind of flipped on its head over the past 6 months. And it's going to continue to be that way. And I think that's going to have a pretty big impact on my ability to, you know, be a consistent content creator. And that's something I really wanted to push for in 2018, this past year, is just being consistent. Just trying to keep some semblance of a schedule, trying to keep some semblance of consistency. And I don't think I've reached that goal this year. And I think that's what I'm more disappointed about. And something I'd like to just continue working on going into the new year is just being consistent, or just having some sort of logistics around the stream. Like, in the way I work and the way I operate, not having a schedule like kills me inside, because every single day it's scheduled out. Like, at least in my head, it's scheduled out, you know? I'm that kind of person where I want things logistically to make sense. And for me, I know consistency is such a big part of being able to grow on any platform, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, podcasting, and I have not been that. And I wonder, maybe I'm stretching myself too thin. Maybe I'm just doing too much, and maybe live streaming isn't for me. And to be honest, like, saying that out loud kind of kills me inside a little bit, because I love it so much. I just love performing live more than making a YouTube video, more than just pre-recording something. You know, there's something about that live interaction that I really, really thrive on. Something about having a live audience that gets my juices going. Like, it, something I've noticed this year, and especially after going, like, reflecting about my experience at Guardian Con, when I'm in a room of people that I do not know, I get very insular. I don't like meeting new people. I don't like being in places where I don't know anybody. But you put me in front of, when I'm sitting in front of my computer, in front of my camera, doing my channel, doing my own thing, I am in the zone. I am in my comfortable place. I feel so comfortable there. It kind of boggles my mind. Like, I've had random strangers watch me and interact with me over the internet, but in the same sort of environment, in the real world, I just don't feel comfortable. Now, when I start to get to know somebody and they start to get to know me, and I think it's truly more of a comfort about being who I am and the jokes that I make and just, you know, just my personality. Once I'm comfortable with you and we're friends and I feel like I can be that, be who I am around you, I'm me, you know? And even if it's in a large group of friends, I'm me. It's more so when I'm in a group of people that I do not know and I do not really feel comfortable being who I am. That's where I start feeling in the real, you know, in the real world, quote unquote. But, like, I just feel so good in front of that camera playing a video game. I just feel so much better in that scenario. And that's something that's been really, like, over the past 6 months, it just pops in my head a lot, because I just find that fascinating on a sociological level. When you really think about it, like, someone can be completely different person and have a completely different personality or comfortability in one environment to the next. And I think I get to a place of, am I being fake then in front of the camera? Is that not really me? And I've been really trying to, like, wrestle with that thought. Like, am I being fake? And to be honest, I don't think I am. Like, when I'm in front of the camera or I'm making, like, or I get loud and I get angry, like, that's how I am. Like, when I play video games, that's who I am in real life. Like, I'm very, very competitive. Like, I want to win. Winning is fun. I just want to play the game, you know, and do it at a high level. What? Oh, sorry, I just got a text message. I'm sorry, I'm in traffic and we're meeting with some friends tonight, so it's like, I don't know when we'll be there. It's very, very difficult for me to gauge that. I digress. I've been actually really, really... Oh my God, there's a dog next to me just staring at me. I'm sorry. This is what you get live on the Dominator Podcast, in the car, in LA traffic. It's mind-numbing. But hey, we're here recording, making most of our time. Sorry about that little interlude there. I've been really just trying to ask myself if I'm being fake, and I don't think I am, because I'm being who I feel so comfortable being in front of that camera, being in front of the lights there. I think there's sometimes a comfortability of just, you know, just being in front of people. I don't really shy away from that too much, especially when I know what I'm talking about. That's been one of the big things I've been reflecting on, especially about the channel the past year, just how much I genuinely enjoy it and how much not being able to do it really, it just kills me inside because I want to do it so bad, you know? And for me, it's not about money. I just want to be happy in doing something I like. I do not like waking up every day and spending hours on end in traffic, you know, going to and from work. When we moved to Germany, I want to find a place within 10, 15 minutes of the house. Because my entire after college working career, quote unquote, has been literally being in a car for 2 hours, 2.5 hours every single day, just to and from work. And my mind can't do it. I put on podcasts, I'll record, and I can't, it kills me inside. And I think that also ties into one of my reflections of this year is I'm starting to really realize the strengths and weaknesses that I have as a human being. I'm really starting to become more self-aware about who Dominic, aka Dominator051, is. And being comfortable with that and not trying to pander to other people's expectations of who I am and who I'm meant to be. I think in some areas I've been really, really good at that. And in other areas, I still need a lot of growth in that. I think especially with like friendships, I've been getting a lot better at that. You know, just not letting other people's opinions about me, especially people that I'm not very, very close to. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there that are like just awful and they just want to say crap to you, especially on like Instagram or even in, you know, in chat, will come in, say mean things and dip. It just doesn't seem to bother me as much, you know? But when it's people that are close to me, I still feel like I need to work on just being in my head, being who I am, and know that my opinion about me is far more important and far more deterministic of my future than other people's opinion about me. And what I mean by that is I am in control of how I see myself, you know? No matter how emotional I can get or how emotional any of us can get, like, how we think about ourselves and not being so super judgmental of ourselves is really what's going to determine our success. Like, help whatever success is defined is for you. And for me, really coming to terms with that has been super helpful. And I think this year has been a very, very big victory for me because I've been less judgmental about myself, less critical about myself. And I feel like my self-confidence has grown. Maybe not a tremendous amount, but it has definitely grown. My self-esteem has grown, especially around like content creation, especially around just who I am. In other areas, I think it still needs to definitely grow, and there's always room for growth. But the strengths lately... Oh, I'm passing the National Cemetery. I didn't even realize that. You know, this is a segue. It's fascinating to me that every single day, thousands and thousands of people will drive by the Los Angeles National Cemetery. I'm looking at the American flag at half staff right now. And these are men and women who, you know, fought for their country, served for their country. And we just drive by them every single day without even a thought. I try to at least give it a thought every day, especially now that I've worked for the military for the past 2 years and going to move for the military for the next 3 years, you know what I'm saying? I think I've gotten a larger appreciation of the larger mission. I know that's a segue, but it just fascinates me that I can guarantee you thousands and thousands and millions of people every year drive by the cemetery and don't even give it a thought, a blink, that I get to even sit here in my car, drive home through traffic, and record a podcast on my phone because of those people who are buried in the ground and because of their sacrifices and the things they did. And for me, that seems a lot because now that I've been a civil servant too for the last 2 years, and then I'm actually moving to another country for my civil service, it means a little bit more to me. And I know that's a segue, apologize, but again, this is what you get with the live recording with me. This has just been something I've been thinking about, especially since I commute and I drive by the Los Angeles National Cemetery every single day. I digress. There's always room for improvement, and I definitely think I need to improve on my self-awareness and self-confidence and self-esteem in certain aspects of my life. Around content creation, I think it can be better. I think I can get a little too critical of other people, thinking that I, especially on Mixer and where the Mixer platform content creation is at. And I think I need to be a little bit more, I need to be less critical and more, what's the word? I feel like critical has a negative connotation, and more constructive. Looking at people's content and looking how they do things and saying, why do they do that way? Is it working? Is it not working? And how can I, if it's a good idea, implement it on my own? Not copy, but if it's a genuine good idea, being able to like put my own spin. Oh, am I in the wrong lane? I don't know if I'm in the wrong lane or not. Tell. Anyway, and not just being so critical of people. Like, for example, this is me calling out myself right now. I'll go through channels and you'll look and see, like, they have so many people watching them and they have so many followers, and you're like, how? Like, accept. The thought will pop in my head, like, dang, like, I feel like mine looks better, you know? Like, my stream looks better than that. Like, my sound sounds better than that. How am I not at their level, you know? Like, my mind will go there. And it's being critical of the content creator, which is wrong. But also, it's kind of bloating this idea that I'm better than them, you know? And that's not what content creation is about. It's not about being better than anybody else. It's not about that at all. It's about you, me, putting out the best content I can for my audience. Because for their audience, it seems to be working. For my audience, I gotta do what works for that. And I think that's something I need to really grow in and be more mature about. And really stop being so critical of other people and this. Like, I'm not. In a way, it's being critical of their success, you know? What lane is this? Sorry, I can't tell. It's so weird. Okay, we're merging back on the 405. Let's just do that. Yes, the dreaded 405. The 405. Here in California, if you're not in California, like we call it, especially in LA, we call our like our interstates is, oh, that's the 405, and merging to the 210. Like, the Californians, if you ever want a pretty close stereotype of what like Californians are, you need to watch the Californian skit on SNL. It's freaking hilarious. It's you know, exaggerated, but it's pretty freaking close to what Californians can be like. I digress again. I'm just very grateful for the opportunities this year that have come up. Like, I was able to go to GuardianCon this year and meet a lot of my friends that I've been, you know, getting to know online, which has been amazing. At the same time, I got to hang out with my family and stay with them, which is super, which I'm super grateful for, because I don't really get to see that family a lot. It was over a decade that they got to see me. So being able to spend time with them was great, especially now that I'm moving to another country for the next 3 years. Seeing that part of my family is not going to be happening for a while. So that was a great thing. I've really, really grown and being more outgoing too, and just meeting new people and making friendships on Mixer. Like, I feel like I've been genuinely, slowly but surely, making more friends and being more out of myself in that regard. And when I did meet those friends in person, I feel like I was more comfortable being me. So being able to grow in that regard, and just make friends and learn that that's genuinely what networking is all about, just making friends and being you. And kind of like realizing not every person on like any platform, wow, you did something legal and cut me off. You are hurting my feelings. You know what? I just had this thought earlier. I genuinely believe people who cut other people off, two cars per green, saw, dude. I genuinely believe people who cut other people off on the freeway are not, they're not winners in life. You're not going to succeed. You're not going to, like, that's not going to get you anywhere, you know? Because if you're willing to, I genuinely have this weird thought, like, if you're willing to do that to someone and be disrespectful and not, quote unquote, obey the social rules in that regard, like, what, and especially something as small as being in a vehicle, what other areas in your life are you willing to cut out, you know? If you're willing to do it in something less important, are you willing to do it in other areas that are more important? And, you know, cheaters never prosper. Like, I really genuinely believe in that philosophy, and I try not to put myself in situations where I'm going to be morally compromised, and I really, really pride myself on being centered on that and just not swaying in that regard. And I don't plan on doing that anytime soon. And I think that's been something I've been able to, like, transition towards the channel too, because, like, there's been different people who try to, like, mold you or make you think certain things about content creation, or this is the right way to grow, or this is the proper way to do things. And not necessarily, like, this incessant belief that follow for follow works on any of these social media platforms baffles my mind. Like, it's pandering to the short term. It kills me inside. It doesn't help. And I see it mostly on Instagram. I see it here and there on Mixer. But I've also really grown, and just reflecting back on being more of a student of content creation, being a student of business, and being a student and learning through podcasts, learning through doing as well. Like, I've learned so much about audio editing, about how to make audio sound good. I'm still growing in that area. How to edit videos on my phone, how to edit videos on the computer, like, with certain programs, how to troubleshoot technical issues on a live stream, like, how to make Instagram posts, and again, I'm not the best at it, I'm still growing, you know, how to make Instagram advertisements, how to grow on Twitter. Like, these are still things I want to grow in, but I've learned so much about how to make content this year alone. And I'm excited about that, because I'm learning a skill. Not everything I do is perfect. Not everything I do and will do will be able to applicable. Like, I don't know if in 20 years I'm going to still make an Instagram post, because Instagram might not exist anymore. But I know how to do it in the next platform that may succeed, Instagram. I know how to make my sound good, or what sounds to work with when I get a better mic maybe one day. Like, I'm learning all these cool different skills. And you know what I really want to apply it is church soundboards, because God dang it, it sounds so bad sometimes on Sunday services. And it's like, what are you doing? Oh my goodness. And all that came from learning how to, like, make video game streams. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've learned so many cool new skills this year. I'm really proud of myself on that. Like, being a student, being willing and humble to learn how to do these things from other people who've done it well and have succeeded at it. But also at the same time, not just learning the mental, the knowledge, but actually learning by doing. And I think I'm more of a person by learning by doing. It's great to see videos of it. It's great to, you know, but I have to go in the trenches and do the thing for me to genuinely learn how to do something. But other people, they just got to listen to it once and boom, they have it. It's over. They got it down. For me, it's more doing and executing. And that's been one of the other big things about this year that I've been really proud of myself and really want to pat myself on the back. That was me actually patting myself on the back. For, you know, growing in. I guess I was talking about this earlier and I think it just popped in my head. You know, a lot of the disappointment about the channel came from being inconsistent, and a lot of different factors go into that. And I think that's something I'm really looking forward to in 2019 is once we get settled in Germany, once things start to like calm down, I really just want to keep a schedule and just keep at it. And I know things will come up. Like, I have a lovely, beautiful wife. We talk about starting a family in the next 3 years, maybe having a German baby. Because if we have a baby in Germany, they'll have a German citizenship. And I believe they'll have a German citizenship. And they'll have a U.S. citizenship because they'll be born on an Air Force base. You know? And we're U.S. citizens. Which is cool to me. Like, I won't have dual citizenship, but my child will. Like, isn't that... That's, like, fascinating to me. And if we only have... And we have come back to the States and we have a kid here, they'll be unique in that regard, you know? So there's, even like moving, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. And I want to really keep a semblance of a schedule. Even if it's like 2 or 3 times a week and I can only stream 15 to 20 hours, like just something where people know when Dominator 051 is going live. People know and expect to, hey, okay, it's Thursday at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there should be a podcast from Dominator going up, you know? There should be an Instagram post at noon, like, you know, Eastern. Like, I'm really trying to focus on that and be more consistent in that. They know when things are happening. I know every single day there's going to be a Linus Tech Tips YouTube video, and I'm looking forward to it every single day. I know that because they've created that environment and culture within their community. I know, like, certain channels are going to be live at certain times because they're consistent with it. Someone I really look up to is Dad X Got X Game on Mixer. I really look up to him and his podcast. If you haven't checked it out, this is a shout out. You need to go check out, especially if you're in the content creation space, you need to go check out Dad Got Games podcast. You can find it on basically all the platforms. I listened through it on the Apple Podcast app. And one of the things he preaches a lot about is consistency. And I really, really want to take that to heart, especially going into 2019. But have, like, it's great to have that goal, Dom, but at the same time, I need to have that humility of you're also moving to another country. You're also potentially starting a family. You also have a wife who needs your love and your intention, you know? And for you, the listener, we can make all these lofty goals, but sometimes it's not so much about the goal. We got to be realistic about our certain life situation. And I think that's what scares me a lot about, you know, live streaming, because in order to make live streaming content, you got to be live. And if you're not live, you're not making content, you know? I can make content in different ways where my Instagram content is just clips from me being live, you know, which is great. But being a live content creator takes a lot of time of being live. And even if it's just a couple hours a week, I just want something consistent, something that we can agree upon where it's, okay, this is his time to do that. Every other time that, you know, is devoted to family, is devoted to work, is devoted to, you know, vacation. I'm going to be in Europe. I want to have a lifetime of European vacations in the next 3 years. Granted, that's not going to be going out every single weekend. You know, that's not practical. But being able to, like, share that experience with my community would be great. I really want to focus on that, too. Just kind of like, you know, hey, I'm an American gamer in another country, and just kind of share that. I want to share that experience through you, to you guys here on the podcast, all 10 to 15 of you who listen. Thank you so much, by the way. You guys are the best. Big, big heart goes out to you. I often wonder, like, I don't know, do you guys ever wonder, like, when you post on Instagram, you post on your Facebooks, you post wherever, like, you see people like and you don't know who they are, especially for me in the podcast. I see every week, like, it'll be like average, like 9 to 15 people listen. Who are those 9 to 15 people on Instagram? If I see a like, I can go click on that person and check their profile. I'll get to, you know, some semblance of who they are. But on a podcast like this, it's, those are just, you know, what, there's these numbers, but it's, there's a person behind that number, you know? I've been really focused on that too, is like, there's a person behind all these usernames who come through my channel and like it. There's a person behind every single phone and computer, there's a person behind that console, you know, who want a connection somehow, in some way. Which it just fascinates me how, because it's so impersonal, the internet, we lose that special touch with another human being, you know? And I think that's why I really want to focus on sharing my experiences in Germany, sharing my love for video games, is because we can connect in so many different ways. And I know for me, that's how I connect with friends. One of my best friends moved to Virginia over the past 3 years. The times that we spent together playing video games were the times I feel most connected to him. We never called each other. We text here and there, but it's those once, or, you know, once every week or two we would play together that we would catch up, you know? And for us, that was connection. And I'm really, really fascinated about the idea of just, there's a person behind every single like on your tweets. There's a person behind every single like on your Instagram. And there's a person behind every single, number viewing and hearing this podcast. And if you are one of those people, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for even giving me the time. Like, the most precious and valuable thing in your life is time. And you're giving that to me right now. To hear me ramble about how I'm moving to Germany, how all I'm just reflecting on this small little mixer channel that I have. And my only goal with content creation is to create a space where people feel welcome. The way my grandparents made people feel welcome in their house, the way my family made people feel welcome. You know, one of the coolest things that happened this Christmas vacation is on Christmas Day, that my same best friend who moved to Virginia, he moved back to Los Angeles. Him and his wife were driving up through my hometown, and because her dad was lives about an hour and a half north of my hometown, and they swung by my parents' house, and you know, they came in for like 20, 30 minutes. Like, they had coffee. My parents were like, here's some cookies, here's some breakfast. You know, we all just chatted. And my parents knew them. They've met them before, and they were part of our wedding. Like, that was my wife's matron of honor. He was one of my groomsmen. So we all just caught up. But what was great, and something I'm super grateful for, is she texted me, my wife, and said, like, her goal in life is to be like my parents. She just felt so warm and welcomed inside by my family, you know, just the hospitality that they gave. And I felt that too with my grandparents. Like, I look up so much to my grandparents and the example they set for me. Did they just rear-end each other? Oh man, they almost did. I look up so much to my grandparents, and I know they're gone now, but I want to keep that legacy within my family. Like, my grandparents were that way, my parents are that way, and it's that example that motivates me every single day to be as welcoming as I can on my Instagram, on my Twitter, and especially my live stream, and especially with this podcast. I want to provide that sort of community. I want to provide that sort of, like, feel. I want to provide that sort of value to the people who come through. I hope I've done that this year through this podcast. Please forgive me if I haven't. I want to continue to grow, and I want to continue to provide value to you, because you are providing me your time, the most precious thing in the world. And I don't want to take that for granted. I don't want to take that and just, you know, because it's a very precious thing. I want to end it off there because I'm getting closer to my exit. But like I said, I just want to say thank you so much for listening and giving the Dominator podcast a listen this year. I'm very excited for 2019. There's going to be a lot of change in my life. So if you are at all interested in the transition of me and my wife moving to Germany, you need to check out my Instagram. It's instagram.com/dominator051_. Just look up dominator051_. You'll find me. I'm going to try and post every single day in 2019. At least two times. I definitely want to post a lot of my daily life on my stories. I want to do more Instagram live stuff. I really want to focus on Instagram. I feel like it's a little too late, but hey, I still want to do it, because I feel like with that platform, especially, I feel like for me, that platform, I can really connect with people. because I'm always near it. You know, like being live on a live stream, it's very finite. There's a start and the end. With Instagram, you can always DM me. You can always like comment on pictures and you can see my life, you know, as it's going on. And I really want to provide that value in that. So if you have any interest at all in what I've been talking about and who I am and how Germany is going to go for us and me and my wife, check me out there. But again, if you liked this podcast, please like subscribe. If you liked it, please share it if you found any value in it. I know this is a long-winded one. I was in a long commute today, okay? Forgive me. But we did a lot of reflection on 2018, and we're looking, and a lot of reflection looking into 2019. There's a lot of great things happening in my personal life, and I hope, even if 2018 wasn't your best year, I genuinely hope and I will pray for your 2019, because I think it's going to be a great year of growth for you and me. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you next time.